tourism, as far as World Travel and Tourism Council calculation, tourism generated 9.4% of the nation's GDP in 2017. Comparatively, still, this is very low. We have got a very big scope as far as tourism is concerned on two aspects. Number one, healthcare, and number two, religion. These are the two tourist sectors where we can have a lot of expansion. As of today, United States is the largest source of international tourists in India, while European Union and Japan are other major source of international tourists. We have less than 0.1% visiting Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal has not got such a big market today. But there are other cultural and thematic holiday circus which are accounting for tourism. You have heard about destiny marriages? Yes. Foreigners are coming to India, especially to Rajasthan, on destiny marriages account. But apart from foreigners coming to India as a part of tourism, our Indians also are going on international trips every year for tourism. ₹12 million Indian citizens have travelled out of India, and 740 million Indian travellers have visited as tourists within India. Medical tourism, we have got a very big scope, and India has become the fastest growing medical tourism, giving healthcare economy, offering low cost health services and also long term healthcare, which is by far cheaper as compared to the other developed countries' healthcare facilities. Telecommunication, this sector has generated the fastest all-round growth. And by international standards, we are the second largest market in the world by number of telephone users, both fixed and mobile. As I told you before, the mobile statistics, sale of mobile phones, active mobile phones in India, it has been found that it is 1.5 times the total population of India. That basically means that each Indian, whether rural or urban, has got more than one mobile phone. And it has got the lowest call rate tariff in the world because of fierce competition. Even internet user base, we are still the largest in the world. Also, direct to home television market, one of the biggest subscriber base in India. Our call tariff rates are lowest. Let me give you an example. When mobile phones started in India, the tariff rate was 24 rupees per minute, both for those who are sending and those who are receiving. Sender and receivers both had to pay 24 rupees each for a 1 minute call. as compared to that, look at the market today. You are hardly paying 30 paise per minute. That is where we have expanded because of a quantum jump. Others, we have got one of the biggest media and entertainment industry. Television, cameras, over the top services, these account for half of the overall industry growth during this period. Healthcare is another sector which is expected to grow, rising incomes, greater health awareness, increased prevalence of lifestyle diseases, and improved access to health insurance. Logistic industry in India also has grown at 7.8% in the previous 5-year period. India was ranked 35th out of 160 countries in the World Bank's Logistic Performance Index. So that basically means we are the one of the best logistic performers because we are using digital services. Gross value addition. Look at the various sectors. Agriculture, forestry and fishing, current year, it has virtually remained stagnant throughout 3 periods. Industry, again 29, 29, 29, of which manufacturing also is somewhat stagnant, whereas services have increased by at least 1% point. The source is of course our central statistic organization. The GVA is our economic growth, which is largely been on account of an expansion of the service sector, in which exports are seen as having played a very important role. Rise in share of services in GDP was particularly sharp after 1996-97. And the subsequent 10 years saw the maximum growth. Service as a group, it has come to dominate the Indian economy, accounting for more than half of its GDP. We still need to increase this half from 50% to 60%. Then only we can compete with developed nations. The official economic survey 13-14 noted that India has the second fastest growing service sector with CAGR, that is compounded annual growth rate, at 9% between 2011-12 and 16-17, adding 8.7% per annum and accounted for 58% increase in total gross value addition. 58% is only the addition from the previous level. We are not on the 60% of GDP. No, we are still around 48% today. Services. Yes, it is termed as engine of export growth. They have attracted significant foreign investment flows, contributed significantly to export, as well as provided large-scale employment. We have a very wide variety of activities in this sector, right from transport, storage, communication, to insurance and personal services, etc., including construction. Here, government has taken many initiatives in the different services, which includes digitization, granting e-visas, infrastructure status to logistics, and more important, Startup India. Startup India has been like a magic wand, where so many newcomers have started as startups and they have reached very high levels. Even there are large schemes in the housing sectors, etc., etc. Our export surge, the growth in services accompanied by significant increase in exports of services. Our service export success has got a large share in the total export. It is higher than countries like China, Mexico and Brazil, and close to UK and US. That means we are virtually going up to the level of developed nations. That success has raised India's share in world services export from 0.6% in 1990 to around 3.5% in 2017. And the normal presumption is that diversification into high productivity and in some cases tradable services accounts for India's premature increase in the relative share of services in total GDP. You pause over here and study this. This will give you some idea of the export profile, especially growth of export profile as compared to other countries. Well, government has taken a lot of initiatives and recognized the importance of promoting growth in the service sector. And here we have seen that India has jumped to 24 in 2018 from 137 to in 2014 on ease of doing business level. That means the lower the level, the better ease of doing business level is. There has been 5 times more growth in major ports traffic. Our ports have done really very well, very fast turnaround of movement of ships. There is a 6-fold increase in government spending on telecommunication infrastructure and services in the country. A total of 11 projects worth 824 crores sanctioned under the Swadesh Darshan scheme. But highest revenue earning was generated by the IT firms in 2017-18. It is still increasing. Tourism. The many initiatives have been taken by the government. Primary is e-visa facilities. Many countries, e-visa is granted to tourists, medical and business facilities, more than 163 countries. We have launched a global media campaign on various channels for the heritage trail to promote world heritage sites in India. We have also launched an international media campaign in various international TV channels. There was a celebration of Paryatan Parv having 3 components, namely Dekho Apna Desh, to encourage Indians to visit their own country. That means local tourism. IT BPM, business process management. This is the biggest quantum jump where we can take, because we have a very large, well-educated English-speaking workforce in the IT industry. As you all can see, BPO has become very common in India, and therefore government has created a BPO promotion and common service center to help create digital inclusion and equitable growth and provide employment to more than 1.5 lakh persons, mostly in small towns. There is a separate BPO promotion council in the northeastern sector, and there is a draft policy going on, that is Open Data Protection Policy Law. These laws are going to change the way we do business in IT, BPM and BPO. Long-term innovation initiatives like push for digital talent through Skill India. Under the Skill Development Program, there is a drive towards cashless economy. We have moved on to digital economy, and efforts are on to kindle innovation through Startup India. Yes, we are going very fast on this. Real estate, yes, we have taken very big strides. Growth is there in all aspects, right from housing to infrastructure. We are getting a lot of foreign direct investments. Not only we have 3.1 million houses for affordable housing scheme, but target has been put by the Government of India that there should be housing for all by 2022. This is the mission. And credit linked subsidy scheme extended to all middle income group for getting their own housing. RERA is a very important step by the government to create accountability in the real estate sector by giving compulsory disclosures. R&D, the professional scientific and technical activities grew by 41.1% in 2015-16. This accounts for almost 22% of the global market and grew by 12.7%. We are all set to witness a very big quantum jump in this sector in the next few years. Engineering R&D market is estimated to grow on a CAGR level of 14%, where by this year end we should be on a very high level of engineering technology. But this COVID-19 has really affected this sector. We are also expected to witness a strong growth in agriculture and pharmaceutical sectors, where government has initiated R&D in both these sectors. Space initiative is one of the most important for us in India, where we have got a very big scope. Look at our targeting. Our launch pads, our satellite launching system, as on March 2017, we have successfully launched 254 satellites, and also of different countries. This has created big revenue for us. There is greater utilization of PSLV, GSLV and other launch services by the international community for launching their low Earth orbit satellites. That means smaller countries, if they want to launch their low satellites, they are giving it to us, we do their satellite launching. Consultancy services, we have a very big capacity, and our business growth is directly proportionate in economic and industrial development. We can become big consultants for large international firms who operate in many countries. Our consultancy organization are growing with great pace to compete with international organizations. And the major strength that we have, it includes professional competence, low cost structure, diverse capabilities, high adaptability, and most important, all of you have got quick learning capabilities. That is why you pick up very fast. Our Indians are picking up very fast in all these activities. Trade policy reflects the strategic importance of India's comparative advantage of trade in services. This sector has been identified as a thrust sector in the trade policy. Foreign Trade Policy has set up a separate Service Export Promotion Council to map opportunities for key services in import markets and to develop strategic export market access programs. Some of the key initiatives are MDA or Market Development Assessment. These assistance are being given to large scale exporters. Market access initiatives, proactive exim policy, and exim bank scheme. Engineering design back office service. Again, we have a robust such back office services. These services transfer ideas and designs into functional components that can be manufactured and marketed in a short time period. It requires understanding of international projects and availability of IT structure and engineering manpower. We have got plenty in India. We only have to understand international projects, and then we can compete with large service providers in foreign countries. Our major strength is the cost effectiveness, trained engineers, well-established engineering industry, and advantageous time zone. Of course, English-speaking professionals and government initiatives, etc., etc. Opportunity of offshore industry are India's edge in outsourcing market with its ability to combine skills with cost. The offshore industry is available to us. Look at our Bombay High. It is such a efficient working going on. I give you a small example as far as Bombay High is concerned. Just a few years back, the gas emanating from all the wells in the Bombay High region was being flared up into the atmosphere. Government developed Gas Authority of India, GAIL, and they developed a pipeline from those areas of Bombay High wells, and the flare, the gas which is going into the atmosphere as flares, was brought by pipelines and it has reached your homes. as gas for cooking. This is the biggest achievement of creating waste, that which was going as waste, it has generated into money component, useful item of service at your doorstep. International companies operating in the sectors of engineering sectors, automobile manufacturing, IT software, etc., etc., they come to us because of competitive advantage of cost and benefit of different time zones. Government initiatives, because it's the fastest growing sector, accounting for nearly, IT sectors accounting for 57%. Software products have emerged as the second largest segment over here, followed by BPO exports contributing to 21%. This in itself is reinventing in the past few years, and it is now expected to generate export revenue on a long-term basis also. More so, we are moving towards artificial intelligence embedded system. This is going to be our life force. If you look at this slide, you will understand how the IT and ITS overall industry growth has happened over the last few years. Total IT services 51, BPO 21, and ERD software product 21%. Again, look at the growth due to IT and ITES over the years. You see a standard growth taking place, quantum jump of nearly 20% going up. And we still have got very big scope on growth of these sectors. When we look at the entire global pandemic effect, the concerns have shifted from supply side manufacturing issues to decreased business in the service sector. Why? Because movement, lockdown, non-movement, they have decreased the service sector. Again, international travel restrictions have also prevented the delivery of all types of services which require physical presence or face-to-face interaction. No movement, so no face-to-face interaction. And most of the services you will be observing are physical presence requirement. But robust growth in business service exports was driven by higher receipt for R&D, research and development services, especially professional management services, consultancy services, and technical trade-related services. Slowly coming out of the pandemic, we have seen a robust activity over here. Shares of traditional services, such as transport and value-added services, such as communications, financial services, and software, they have seen a decline. Why? It's of course again because of your less movement, and after lockdown also people have inclined to go out less. The overall result is RBI's balance of payment data is suggesting that service export maintained their momentum with a small growth. Yes, in certain industries it was
reduced, but because of healthcare requirement, there has been increase in healthcare services to a very great extent. So overall, there has been a small growth. Rising production cost, uncertainties related to Brexit, and above all, America, USA's visa norms, these have all posed downward risks to India's software exports. Mind you, we are one of the largest software exporters in the world as of date. But these factors are affecting our service exports. But if we look at the overall strategy, service exports have outperformed goods export in the recent years. And now these India's service exporters are putting their hopes on the post-pandemic recovery made by some key sectors only. And the key sectors would be travel slowly being increased, hospitality, yes, your hotels, etc., restaurants, etc., and above all, entertainment. These are the areas which have been affected to a very large extent, and now slowly we are looking at the increase in these service sectors. The service export sector is looking for support and incentives from the government. Why? Because there has been a downturn. So definitely, they could not lay the entire staff. So government support is definitely required to keep their support staff level. What they want is that incentives should be broad-based, covering small players especially, so that they could spend on marketing development and competitiveness development. They have also now to go for upskilling and additional export promotion efforts, because markets have shifted. Certain countries going in for recession, markets are down. We have got to go to other countries. So therefore, upskilling is required. Therefore, export promotion, additional efforts are required. But we have seen a new kind of service business coming up for services export, that is asset management. The asset management activity of offshore funds could be potentially brought onshore by the global financial centers. Yes, we can get them to come to India. Assets under management could also be an onshore to India. Foreign countries are doing it. Let us now start doing it. Yes, our Indian service sectors are going into this line. It's a very big line. This activity would benefit the economy in contributing to the continued expansion of India's asset management industry. Management fee received by fund managers for managing the offshore funds will constitute a financial service exports. Even a small fee of 1% of asset management will work out to huge benefits.
Thank you.